Hola,
and welcome to Golden Tongue Podcast. This is your girl, The Oracle, and I am back with another episode. I just want to mention, if you are not 21 years of age or older, you need to exit this podcast. Stage left, right, up, down, diagonals, I don't know, but chuck a deuce. So this episode today is going to be about my first experience going to a hotel takeover. Let me use air quotes for that one. So in the lifestyle, hotel takeovers occur. It can look like different things. You can have a hotel takeover where the entire hotel, the entire building is taken over by, people that are in the lifestyle. There are events going on, and maybe a weekend or whatever. It's usually typically like a weekend. You rent out rooms, and the hotel is open for all lifestyle activities. I'm going to say LS, which stands for lifestyle as well. So, yeah, you have the whole hotel where shit is going down. Then you could also have a floor. Some people do hotel takeovers and they'll just rent out a floor or two or whatever. And those floors are for people who are engaging in the lifestyle event and activities that will be going on that weekend. I mean, that's pretty much, I guess, it. Sometimes people rent out a few rooms, but that's not really a takeover. So, I went to a takeover that the top floor was rented out. I want to say the bottom floor was kind of a little bit active as well, because a lot of people have rooms on the floor right beneath it. So it was a 9th and 8th floor, basically. But all the activities went on the 9th floor. I mean, as far as like the open activities and everything was set up on the 9th floor, but the 8th floor, there was some people staying down there. I mean, I did some things on the 8th floor. So. And there was also a 360 machine on the 8th floor. So it was a Friday through Sunday situation. It's basically 2 full days. Excuse me. Jesus. It's morning, y'all. But, so, back to the takeover. So, I'm not going to shout out the group. I'm just not going to. So there was this group out of New York that had the hotel takeover. I've been kind of in the lifestyle kind of heavily this past, I want to say, it's almost been a year, about June. Now, technically, I really don't know when I can say how long I've been in the lifestyle, but I'll say in 2018 is when I started. That's what I've been telling people since. That was the first party I went to, and I've been intrigued ever since. But I've been mixing and mingling heavily since about June. I recently took a break from my career, which had me tiptoeing around the lifestyle. I still kind of do, but I've been a little more free, a little bit more me now that I'm not, you know, currently in my career. So, yeah, I've just been trying everything, going everywhere. And I always like going to other states. And since I'm on the East Coast, New York is, like, booming. New York lifestyle is booming. Booming, okay? That's where I went to my first sex party, actually. I like going to the DMV area as well. But I've been messing with New York. I'm curious. I've been fucking with New York for this whole, I'm about to say, whatever amount of months I've been back doing me, or mingling with the lifestyle. I've been fucking with New York heavily. Actually, I'll be there next weekend. But this was a group based out of New York that had a hotel takeover. So the takeover happened to be in South Jersey, which was really close to where I'm from, Philly. So I did not get a hotel, Plus, I didn't think that was the best hotel for me to get a room at anyway. I'm not bougie or anything, but I'm at a point in my life where certain things I don't want. especially when it comes to hotels. But anywho, that's a whole nother story about the hotel. Lord. So, I was like, okay, I'm going to go Friday night. I'm going to go Saturday night. And that was going to be, you know, my situation. So, Friday, life was happening for me. I had to wax my vagina. And for some reason, and my underarms, and my chin, y'all. I'm getting 10 hairs, yes. But for some reason, I was struggling waxing my vajayjay. Like, it was really a hard time. Now, I had originally signed up to go as a single female. However, my friend hit me up, and he wanted to go. So we were going to go as a couple. But then he calls me and tells me he's not going the first night and asks me what I'm doing. I'm waxing my coochie. So he's trying to hold a whole conversation, which made it no better. Like, it didn't make it any better. But finally, I get my poom-poom wax, right? Finally. I don't know why it took hours. By the time I washed my ass, got dressed, and get to the hotel, which was only about like a 35 to 40 minute drive from me. It was as if I was driving to work. Especially since they were in the same direction. But once I got to the hotel, it had to be about 1 o'clock, literally 1:05 or something of that nature. So I was like, oh gosh. But it's a hotel party, so I don't know. I was expecting like people to still be up and lively because y'all got the whole weekend. Like, y'all ain't got to go to sleep. Y'all ain't got no kids to worry about. Like, you know what I'm saying? So when I get there, there were people still up. Were they lively? I don't know. I don't know. Activities were supposed to start about like 9 o'clock was check-in that Friday. So here I am getting in at 1. Lord. So I'm like, ugh. But there were people mingling and mixing in like this kind of lounge on the top floor. Had a kitchen in there, tables. So yeah, I was just, you know, hanging out, walking around, see what's going down, what's going on in rooms. A lot of doors were closed. Some doors had the stopper, the top stopper. Well, it's not really a stopper, it's a lock. But people were using it as stoppers, which I didn't know. I wasn't familiar with what that meant. I felt like that meant you were welcome to come in. Because in lifestyle, typically if the door is open, you can come full-blown in. Some places have like chains or something, curtains. I don't know. That means you can't come in and you can just watch from where you are. Then if the door is foreclosed, fully closed, you can't come in at all. You know? So I was just like, I don't really know what that means. And I don't want to bust in nobody's room, you know? So I'm just walking around, see what's going on. And I found, I came across this one room, which was like an adjoining room, but it was cleared out. It had a couch in it. I guess it was kind of like suite-ish style. No bed. And there was this guy doing impact play on this girl, on this lady. So, you know, I'm a voyeur, which we'll get into later. So I'm watching. The crazy part about the lifestyle to me is it's like soon as you step in, you kind of step one, maybe two steps, and boom, you're right in a BDSM. It's literally like they're fucking neighbors. It's like you can't avoid it. If you're in a lifestyle, you're going to see or somehow wind up being a part of or some part of BDSM. You're going to get into it some way, somehow. I feel like a lot of kinks are centered around it. So he's flogging, spanking her. And I'm not for pain, but I like watching impact play. And I like being flogged. So I'm watching. And I'm like, okay, that's cool. You know, it's something. Then there's this lady there. What am I call her? I don't know what to call her. I don't get her name. So I think she's sitting down watching. So it's a group of us watching. She, I believe, asked, can she top? So top is a person who's inflicting whatever. I don't want to say pain, but maybe spanking a person, flogging a person, doing sensory play or whatever. And the bottom is the person who's receiving these things, who's getting spanked, who's being flogged, who's feeling all of this. So she asked, could she top, I believe. And I guess she said, okay. All I know is she disappeared for a second and came back with this bag. And she started pulling out all these things in the bag. And her face just lit up. Like, it lit up. And I just knew she was about to have a good time and be a good time. Because she was so excited. Mind you, the bottom has a fat ass. Like, so that makes it even better, right? We all love fat asses. So she's extremely excited. And when I say she put on a motherfucking show, I'm sorry, she put that me in the shame. She put on a motherfucking show. Now, I've seen impact play and I've seen it done by professionals, but that was the funnest I've seen it. I don't know if it's because I'm somewhat high as well, but it turned me on. Like, I was ready to bottom for her. And like I said, I'm not into impact play. But I was ready to bottom for her. I still actually want to bottom for her. Like, she was just having a good time. And it seemed as if, and I don't know if this is a female thing. And this is why, you know, same sex usually have the best sex together. But it would be times where she would do something to the bottom. Mind you, I'm not the bottom. And I'm like, I don't know. It seemed like I was feeling it. Like, or she was reading my mind, like, she would maybe spank her, let's say, for example. But then it's probably like, oh, that's a little bit too much. And then she would rub her ass. And in my head, I was like, am I saying things out loud? Because every time I thought about maybe it's time for you to, like, you know, do a little care. That's what they call it. It's usually aftercare. But in the process, people typically may rub you out because it is pain or can be painful. So it was just like she rubbed her out at the right times. In my head, this is what I'm like just going through the process in my head. And she's followed along, it seems as if. So I was like, oh, yeah, I have to bottom for her. And I feel like the bottom really enjoyed her, like really enjoyed her. She even bruised, which in the lifestyle, they consider trophies if you get bruise marks or anything. And she was like, I haven't bruised in a while, like, I don't easily bruise anymore. And she was like, really? She was like, yeah. She was like, oh, okay. But she did a great job. She was dancing, making beats. She was just like lively. And you could tell she enjoyed herself. So it made us enjoy. And I was just like, oh, that was like one of the best things that happened at night for me. And I wasn't even the one being bottom. But again, I'm a voyeur. So it gets me going. So that happened, and then after she was done, I think I went into the lounge area again, and I was hanging out. There were folk in there playing spades and card games. Now, people were coming in and out, seeing what was going on, and a few people made mention of, like, we're at a, you know, a sex event. Why y'all playing cards? I'm like, well, mind you, these are all black folk. All these people are black, right? We're black. The fuck you mean? Like, we're just going to have a good time. No matter what you want, no matter what you're doing, we're having a good time. And again, like, all the doors are closed. So some have the little lock piece out. But yeah, there was one room across from the lounge that had a screen playing porn. I mean, floor length screen, top to bottom floor. And he was playing porn, which was cool as well. But I mean, it was someone's room. The door was wide open, but no one was, like, really in there. We were going in and out, seeing what was going on, but nobody's really out or whatever. So I'm sitting there, and I am, I don't know, just sitting there. And it's this guy, he's eating, watching people play spades at first. Then he came and sat down next to me, and he started talking to me. I'm calling him Gray. I'm calling him Gray because he has gray hair. A lot of gray hair in his beard and in his on the top of his head, which is actually sexy to me. I have a thing for older men in general, And I love to see some gray in a man's hair. This shit is so sexy to me. So gray. So he starts talking to me. Someone made a comment about him eating. He was like, yo, listen, I'm fat. I like to eat. So I'm like, my type of person. My type of person. Because I'm fat. And I like to eat. That was it. So we're busting it up. And, you know, we have similarities, which I'm high, y'all. When I am high, my paranoia, as anyone, most people get paranoid when they're high. Unless you're like an avid weed smoker, most people get paranoid. I don't get as paranoid as I used to, and I know how to control my paranoia when I am high, but I still get paranoid, and I just question, and like, my eyebrows raised, shit is still raised even after being high, about everything that goes on. And I'm saying this because in the midst of talking to him, I swore up and down someone said my real name. Now, is it hard to find out my name or who I am? No. Like I said, I'm not as secretive as I used to be. But I have a lifestyle name. I don't give people my real name when I meet them in a lifestyle. Unless we go outside of lifestyle and we start talking for a while. And I mean, it's been times where I may have forgot to give somebody my real name. And I realized they don't know my real name until they call me that name. And I'm like, oh shit, whatever. But yeah, I have a lifestyle name. Outside of the Oracle, like a real like government lifestyle name. So I swore I heard someone say my real name. However, my real name is very similar to a lot of names. So maybe I'm like, maybe I'm hearing stuff. But then I swear to y'all, I heard someone say my professional name, as in my career name. Even though I'm not currently in my career, someone called me Miss. Yeah, I'm saying. I swore I heard someone say it. Not call me, but they said it. This is in the room. So I was like, okay, this shit must be in my head. I'm hearing my real name. I'm hearing my professional name. Like, am I tripping? And then me and him start talking, and we have so many similarities. Career. Say we in the same career. It's just like, I don't know. I don't be trusting folk. And I feel like, and this is more of a sidebar, and I've had this conversation with someone, is nowadays, it's really easy to manipulate someone. Being that everything is on social media and people have so much access to you, it's extremely easy for someone to manipulate you, especially men. Like, they see you like certain things, they're going to say they like them. They're going to show an interest in them, at least until they can get, you know, in your drawers. So that'd be my whole thing, because I don't trust nobody. But we had a lot of similarities, so we busting it up. And this guy comes in while we're talking, and like, the guy I'm talking to wind up leaning over on my side of the couch talking to me. So this guy that walked in was like, you might as well lay on the titties or whatever. I mean, they were basically out. I have on this pink lingerie shimmer type situation. So he lays on my boobs. Well, he asks first. Consent is a big deal. Again, consent is a big deal in the lifestyle. And a lot of people don't understand that, but he does very well. So he asks. And I told him, go ahead. So he laid on my boobs. And I don't know. We're busting it up. And as you know, I don't know how, but we wind up in his room, which was on the floor below, was on the 8th floor. Now, he did tell me he was in charge of doing a 360 machine, and we spoke about that, and he was like, you know, he a businessman. We busted up, kids and all that good stuff. So we went downstairs, and I really don't even know why we went downstairs to his room, but I mean, it also wasn't surprising that, you know, he would try to get me to go to his room. So my whole thing was, I was going to leave every night and go home. Early morning was my plan. My curfew, I said, was 6 o'clock. I would be out by 6. I don't know. We wound up at his room. And we were kicking and hanging out. And, you know, I think we were cuddling. And then we started kissing. I can't remember the details how it went, but I know we were kissing, and I don't know, it kind of just went from there. I mean, I was, you know, rubbing on his penis, giving him a little hand job situation. Matter of fact, hold on, before that, let me take it back, before that, because something had happened. I can't remember why we went down to his room. Something about the 360 machine, I can't remember, but I know when we did go to his room, we ran into two other women who are known in a New York lifestyle. They're pretty known. One, she's newer, but she's still got a name for herself. So we had ran into them. We were talking to them. We took pictures with them. And I think they assumed we were a couple, but because they kept talking as if we were, but I'm like, you know, try to fall back. And then I introduced myself to them. Now, I follow them on social media, so they, once I said the Oracle, one of them was like, are you kidding me? Like, girl. So, I mean, a few people want to know who I am and what I look like, for those who just don't really know me at all. So, we, you know, hugged, and she gave me some advice on parties, because as y'all may have known, which I didn't make an episode on, I had a party in February that was, child, it was something. I'm going to have an episode about it, but it was something. I wasn't sure if I was going to continue to do it again. I actually didn't want to at all. Everyone kept asking me to, and I said, hell no. But it is a market here in Philly for it, because not too many people, especially Black people, are doing it. And there are a few, though. But, you know, it's still room for other people to eat. And there are multiple breads on the shelf when you go into a market. So, and not too many, there are not too many loaves on the bread right now. I mean, on the aisles right now in Philly. So I said I'll give it another shot. So I will be having a party, y'all. Just let y'all know, on April 29th, I'll have a party coming up. And possibly one in June. But anywho, back to the story. So, you know, we all talked and did a little networking. And, you know, shared some advice. Well, she shared advice for me because I needed some. And then me and him was chilling. So we are chilling, you know, fondling each other, touching on each other. And he had asked, can he eat my coochie upstairs? And I told him no. So he asked again. I'm like, no. Like, I'm like, this isn't, I'm not supposed to be doing any of this, sir. Like, I had made up in my mind before I got there that one of the things that I'm going to start doing is I'm not going to take, which I still wind up doing, Lord. But I'm working on not taking situations outside of sex parties, like exchanging phone numbers and doing things of that nature, which actually did good. We didn't exchange numbers until like last minute, but I'm not going to be exchanging phone numbers. I'm not taking anything out of a sex party because I have, not to sound like I'm out there, but I have a great number of men that like text me, or calling me. At one point, I couldn't keep up. And I'm usually a person who texts everyone back. But I couldn't keep up with it. And on top of that, like I said, my name and the lifestyle was different. So I can remember who I told my name to. Because, again, if we come outside of the lifestyle, I'm going to eventually give you my name. But there's so much going on. I haven't even shared my real name with everyone. And the demand to see me was just becoming too much for me. Because outside of the lifestyle, my regular life, I am in high demand with the people in my life. I'm a mother. Like, I'm in high demand for my child because I'm a single mom. And I struggle to link with motherfuckers that I've been dealing with for years. So to link with new people, and it just all became overwhelming for me. And I'm like, I'm going to stop. You know, whatever happens at the party, we'll be at the party and we'll just enjoy each other's company. It's what I told myself. So when I linked or connected with him very well, I was like, damn, I would have a really good connection with him and I would not be able to share. We shared social media and I was like, okay, that's cool. So we are playing around with each other. I really don't know where or how, but I know he put some music on at one point, and he asked me my coochie again. He kept asking. So, in the midst of us kissing, I don't know, it was just this energy that I received from him that let me know he is the type, the type of person I should be fucking. I'm not supposed to fuck him, though. I don't really fuck strangers. That's not a place that I've gotten to yet. I don't think it's a problem to fuck a stranger, but I'm just not there yet. I only fucked one person at a party that I didn't know, that I had met at a party. So, and it's crazy. I was talking to him earlier this week, and I'm like, you're the only motherfucker that I ever met, and on that same day at the party, fuck, like, in a lifestyle. I haven't had one night stands, maybe like one, or one day stand, I think. But I'm like, I usually don't typically meet a person and have sex with them. Like, I get to know them a little bit, vibe with them. But we vibe so well, so good. I was like, you know what? Okay, you can eat my coochie. You know what? Because you know when a man says, can I eat your coochie or can I give you a massage? That is leeway into sex. That's all they want to do is fuck. So I let him eat my coochie. So, which he did good. And I was enjoying it. But of course, after eating my coochie, he's going to try to fuck me. So I know he came up and was like, can I, he said condom or no condom or something like that. And I was like, we not fucking, sir. Like, he was like, come on, you know, trying to convince me. So eventually I did let him hump on me for a little bit. I think it was like, I wound up in like maybe doggy style. And we literally probably a couple of strokes. And I was just like, we're not supposed to be doing this. And I also gave him head. I sucked his dick for a little bit. And I was like, we're not supposed to be doing this. I'm so childish. I'm so childish. So he was like, what? We're not supposed to be doing this. He was like, okay, then let's just cuddle. So we're cuddling and kissing. And while we're cuddling and kissing, we're talking about things we like, I guess. And I told him that I like to bite and be bit. Not told him I like to be bit. He said he does too. So he asked me to bite him. I'm like, no. Like, I don't feel like we should be doing anything that can lead us to sex. Basically. He's like, no, just come on. I'm going to be cool. I'm not. No, because I'm going to turn. You already turning me the fuck on. So, and if I bite you, it's not only going to turn you on, it's going to turn me on as well. Like, I don't need to be too turned on because I'm going to be here fucking you. Like, real life. But I did cave in. I wound up biting him. And then he asked me to spit in his mouth. That is the first. No one has ever asked me to spit in their mouth. Now, have niggas asked to spit in mine? Yes. But no one asked me to spit in their mouth. So I love doing shit that I've never done before. Especially if it's some freaky shit. So I was spitting in that mouth. Yes. I was like, yes, I was doing that. Those. I was doing, because I was, excuse me. I had smoked weed. So weed gives you cotton mouth, right? So I had to do the type of spit. Which was, I guess, to his liking, because he asked me to do it a couple of times, and I did it a couple of times, along with biting him, kissing. All I know is I just fell asleep snoring, like real life snoring in this man's arms. And I felt like we were in sync on the snoring, because he was snoring just like I was snoring. Like, I would, you ever snore so loud you wake yourself up? That was me. Well, it wasn't that I was so loud I woke myself up. I was sleeping kind of on a lighter note, because I'm not home. And it's just like, I was easily woken up that I was snoring and he's snoring. And I could hear our snoring being in sync. Like, we were snoring the same. That was so weird to me. And I would get up and look and see, like, he hearing me. But his ass is snoring away. So, mind you, I'm extremely tired. So, I've been up all day. I woke up at like 2 in the morning and I was just up all day. So, I'm like exhausted. So I was just like, this man is just going to get this snoring ass bear me. And that's just what it's going to be. And if he want to kick me out, that's just what it's going to be too, because I can go home. But I wound up staying till about like 7 in the morning. My son calls me. I'm like, oh gosh. So I go in the bathroom to pee, and then I'm putting my stuff on. I ain't got much. All I had was my coat and my lingerie. But again, I didn't plan on spending the night. So I'm like, all right, you know, I'm out. I was like, I have to go. He's like, no, you don't. You don't have to go. I'm like, I do. My baby's calling me. I do. So I gave him a kiss on the forehead and I left. And that was night one. I believe that's everything that happened in night one. Again, I record, like, just record. I don't rewrite shit. The hell, I need to. But day two came around. Again, so I go home and I have stuff to do. So it was like my nephew's birthday party. I didn't get to the hotel until 12 that night, which was a good time, actually. I got in right on time. Like, soon as I walked up, they were doing icebreakers and, like, kind of meet and greet type of things. What's crazy is, though, this night, I actually bought stuff to wash my ass and change it. And I was like, if I go home and wash my ass, I'm not getting here till about 1, 2 o'clock in the morning. So I might as well just bring my stuff. And me and Gray, you know, we were talking via social media because, again, I didn't exchange phone numbers with him at first. He was going to D'Alessandro's to get a cheesesteak. And the two women from New York had was like, oh, we going to go with you. So I was like, you know, I want a cheesesteak. He's like, all right, I'll get your cheesesteaks. So I was like, you know what, grab me one too. So he had already got my cheesesteak. And I don't know, I just was like, he gonna let me wash up in his room. And, like, I just assume, like, somebody somewhere is gonna let me take a shower anyway and change my clothes. So that's what I'll do. I don't know. I just knew it was gonna happen. So, which I was right. But so I get there fully dressed, like, as the outfit I wore that day. Mind you, everyone's in, like, lingerie or whatever. So the first night theme was, there were themes, I'm sorry. The first night theme was pineapples. You had to wear something with pineapples on it. So I had, like, this pineapple cup I was drinking out of. And I had these little air things I got from Party City. The next night was Disney theme. So I was going to get in lingerie, and I had these ears I was going to wear, these, like, mini mouse ears. So everyone's, like, dressed up in, like, full costume or somewhat of, like, Disney. Now, when I first came in, actually, I went to Gray's room, which was on the 8th floor, but he wasn't there. His, like, his 360 booth was set up right outside, but he wasn't there. So when I came upstairs, everybody was upstairs in line, and they were starting the meet and greet. And I was like, oh, wow. Mind you, fully clothed, though. And then I was like, but I'm right on time. That's what some girl was saying to me. So I was telling them, like, you know, I didn't want to come too late, so I'll just change later. So the first meet and greet game we had to do was musical hug, or I'm calling it musical men, that's what I call it. And the way it was is we had, the men are lined up like chairs, would be in musical chairs, and we had to hug the men because we're in the hallway, we didn't have enough chairs, we didn't have any chairs, so we just had to hug them. So while I'm standing in line of getting ready to start the game, I see Mr. South in line. Mind you, we talked a little bit. He told me that he was going to try to make it. He was like, I don't know. I don't think I'm going to make it again this night. So he never told me he had came and he was there already. I was like, this little bitch. So I'm giving him the eye. So we go to do musical men, and the women have to come out and start, you know, circling the men, like, as a musical chair. So I mugged his ass. Like, bitch, you didn't even tell me you was coming. But anywho, so I actually won musical men. Woo-woo. I'm always winning some shit or runner-up. Last time I played musical men, I was the runner-up. I almost won. This is me and someone else. And then I did a dick sucking contest. I run second place. It's like, I'm competitive, so that's just what that is. So we play a musical man. I win. I talked to Mr. South for a second, and he tells me that, like, you know, he got there like 10 minutes before me. And I see Gray. Now, you know, we do a little smile, head nod, hey, baby. And then the next activity is to meet and greet. So the women had to line up on a wall, and then the men were coming down to introduce themselves to us. And I mean, we did the same, of course, and give us whatever, hugs, some people kiss on the cheek, whatever. So that's what they did. They came through and they introduced themselves to us. So when Gray came, I gave him I licked his neck a little bit. Should have bit it. But that's my friend, y'all. Be all kitty. That's my friend. So we all got introduced to each other. And what's crazy is, so the lady that I, when I was doing the musical men, it was me and this other lady. She said I punched her in the face. I was like, really? When I went to hug him, I guess I did. Because it's just the two of us. We're right up on him. I was like, oh, I'm sorry. You know, I apologize about that. My bad, girl. My bad. I ain't see her after that. That night, I ain't see her no more. But, but anywho, then after that, they played some twerking music. And we were supposed to start twerking on the men. But nobody really did. We all were kind of looking like, because they didn't say that. They just played the music for us to start twerking, which made women dance, yes. But only one woman started, like, twerking. I got on jeans. I already don't have an ass, as is. And it ain't shaking in no fucking jeans. So I just was like, I do a little, but I can't. Now, if I had on my lingerie, yeah, I would have been shaking this little ass. Because the little ass does shake. Don't get me fucking wrong. This flat ass shakes. It's just not shaking in nobody's jeans, though. So that was that. And everyone is like, you know, just kind of like doing greeting or whatever. So I've been drinking. I was like, I need to eat something. Now, Gray is working. He's doing the 360 machine. So, you know, they announced that and people start going downstairs to get on it. So I don't want to bother him asking where the cheesesteak at, which, you know, I've been thinking about the cheesesteak almost all day. So I just go and eat whatever they have out. They had like some, was it curry chicken or jerk chicken? I think it was jerk chicken. Rasta pasta, red beans and rice. Now, this is one thing I want to say I love about going to New York. I love going to New York parties because they are always have, they always will have rasta pasta. I love rasta pasta. I'd be so hyped. Every New York party that I've been to, except for the very first one, they didn't have food at all. That's why. But every New York party that I've been to that has had food, they had rasta pasta. They had some rasta pasta. I was tearing it up. And then I went downstairs and I just, you know, asked Gray, can I get dressed in this room? And he was like, you know, my room is your room or whatever. Now, he had told me earlier that he had three friends coming. So it would be three other people in the room, like, that day. Excuse me. So I was like, okay. They weren't, were they here yet when I went to go get dressed? They were there, actually. They were there. I said hi to them when I came in. I went in the bathroom, basically. Washed my ass, got dressed. No, washed my ass. Just washed my ass. So, matter of fact, before I even washed my ass, Mr. South, they were saying that we need to dress down. Everybody was supposed to dress down. So that's why I went to go change. And Mr. South was like, I didn't know it was mandatory, like, so I'm like, well, just, you know, rock out with some boxers. The nigga don't wear drawers. I totally forgot. Me and him have that similarity. We don't wear underwear. So he said, I'm going to see if it's a Walmart or something open. But then he had, like, something on underneath. He did have, like, some tight under, something under his pants. So he was like, I'm going to roll them up. Because Walmart was closed. So he rolled up, but he was like, but I'm ashy. So I had, went downstairs, gave him my shea butter. Then I had went and was like, all right, I'm getting dressed. So I was like, you know, you just go roam. Because this is my room, so I'm like, yeah, you know, go roam the hotel. Do something. He's very, social, so he don't have no problem doing his own thing. He's a little social butterfly. So I went and got in the shower. Now, I'm in the shower. By this time, everyone kind of, like, cleared up. Like, far as the people that were in the room by the time I got out. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to go lotion up. And I realized, damn, the shea butter that I gave Mr. South, I had put on this table that was outside of the room. Well, shit. I was like, I guess I'll have to go get it. I mean, we all grown, so I walked out the room naked. I don't need to... Could have put on the towel, but whatever. So everyone's on the 360, doing the 360. So I run out, grab my shea butter. I don't know. Someone said something, and I ran back in the room. So I am lotioning up. So I'm about done lotioning up. I think I am, because I finished brushing my teeth now, and I'm gargling. But I kind of like multitask when I'm getting dressed. So I came out the bathroom, mouthwash still in my mouth. I think I was putting something on, lotion or something. I can't remember. Yeah, I think I was still putting on lotion. And Gray walks in. I'm called Mr. Gray. That sounds a lot sexier. So Mr. Gray, especially since he's a teacher, Mr. Gray walks in. And I was too giddy about this man. I'm sorry. You know, with something new. But you know how people act when they get new shit. All right, but Mr. Gray, he comes in and he comes up to like kiss me. And I'm like, I got mouthwash in my mouth with the, you know, try to keep it in. And he still just sticks his tongue in my mouth and started kissing me. We are like passionately kissing, like tongue. I'm giving him tongue. He giving me tongue, biting, the whole full nine. Mind you, mouthwash still in my mouth. I think most of it stayed in my mouth. And I'm just like, sir. But he's all right. Let me go back out here with these people. I think he left out for a second. Then I go back in the bathroom. And I don't know what I was doing in the bathroom. But he comes in while I'm in the bathroom. And I must have bent over for something. I don't know. He was like, I just want to fuck you just like that. So I just bent over. And took my little booty up in the air. And we just had a quickie in the bathroom. And then... So we're fucking, and it was a quickie though. I'm looking up in the mirror because we're like literally in the bathroom in the mirror. He's looking at me. It's just too much. I'm getting turned on all over again. I'm a voyeur, so even watching myself or thinking about child just gets me going. But that's all right, whatever. So we finish, he nuts on my ass, and he gets a wipe real quick to wipe himself up, because he has, like, wipes in the room, and in the bathroom. And then he just leaves the nut on my ass. Like, I can see it through the mirror. I should have took a picture, then I think about it. But I was like, so you're not going to wipe me up? And I don't think he must have misheard me. He said something, but then he's like, oh, I'm sorry. So he wiped it up, and he was talking about something. This was his favorite line all night. I'm just a camera guy. I'm just a camera guy. That's what he was saying the entire night. When he was out, who knows, you know, somewhere, he was doing his own thing, because 360 machine definitely shut down, like, shortly after we fucked. But it was out there, but no, he wasn't. Who knows where he was. So after I put my clothes on, I go upstairs, you know, start just walking around, seeing what I could see. I'm a voyeur. Now, I'm going to give you the definition of what voyeur is. For those who don't know, voyeurism is the practice of gaining sexual pleasure from watching others when they are naked or engaged in sexual activity. That's voyeurism. And I got this from Google Dictionary. That is the definition. When you are aroused or turned on or like to watch people have sex, most people watch porn, but live, you're a voyeur. Now, a voyeur is a type of kink in the lifestyle community. I feel like it's beginner kink. It's like a beginner's kink, and most people who are really like been in lifestyle for years and got time in, I don't think that they remember that it is a kink. Like, it really is something for people. Like, it turns people on. And I feel like it's kind of frowned upon. And I'm saying this because the rest of the night I was trying to be a voyeur. So I go upstairs and I wind up walking around and it's just like, it's what's going on. So earlier that day, it was this lady who was I was talking to was standing next to me. So she had came in one of the open room that where the other day the girl was getting impact play done on her, where they was doing impact play. We were in that room. Matter of fact, take it back. I'm sorry. We started by playing Naked Twister. Totally forgot about that. My bad. We go upstairs. They like, who want to play Naked Twister? So I was like, I will. So we all were playing Naked Twister. Nobody was naked. I had my titties out. But it was a good time. Like, people were playing. But then, for some reason, everybody just dispersed. Like, so I don't know where they went. I guess to their rooms. So the lady who I was standing next to earlier, she comes in and says that she had just had sex with the other lady we were standing next to and her man. It was a couple, cute couple, actually. She said that she had fucked them. So she was like, I was like, I guess everyone else is also fucking in private because everybody just dispersed and no one's on the floor anymore. And she was like, well, I can't say nothing because I fucked in private. I was like, well, I fucked in private earlier, too. I was like, it was a quickie. It wasn't like on purpose in private, it just happened. So she was like, well, let's go see what's going on. So it was me, her, this guy who was trying to talk to me. And then it was another guy who, Mr. Gray, who was Mr. Gray friend. Mr. Gray friend was a guy and two women. The guy came and took a nap while I was in the shower, but he wound up getting up. So he's walking around with us. So we go into the first room. The first room we go into is like, it was like secret. Like, hurry up, come on, y'all, get in. So when we got in, the owners of the room, because at the time they bought the room. So this is why I could understand why it went down the way it went down this night. Because people paid for rooms. So what they wanted to do in their room was what they wanted to do in their room. So we get in there, it's this couple. One of them was Spider-Man, the lady was, I don't know, can't remember. Someone else knew what she was by then. So she basically was like, you in, you out, kind of thing. She was over there, I think, sucking dick or something. She's sucking dick over there on a bed. Another woman that's from New York that I have seen at other parties too. I introduced myself earlier because we follow each other on Instagram. She was getting a coochie ate. The other bed, another lady from New York, she was fucking and sucking somebody. And I feel like it was somebody else on that bed. I can't remember. I know the DJ now is in the room as well. And he is, like, playing with his thing to get himself hard, whatever. I don't know if it's because we came in the room and it threw people off. But I just know the first bed we walked into, the men seemed to get soft. So I'm like, ooh, was that us? So I'm a voyeur, but I'm watching it, but I'm talking. So me and the lady from earlier who had the threesome with the couple earlier, we're just talking, laughing, kiki-kiing. All I know is I know the guy who we came in with, he did walk over to the bed, but I don't know. Just know that basically the one who was getting her coochie got up and was like, "Not, you know, if you guys aren't playing, you got to go," kind of thing. So I was like, okay. All right. That's how me and the lady was. So we left. So we left. So that's the first one we get kicked out of. Now, I will also say it could have been because we were talking and we were laughing. Like, and I'm loud. Like, I wasn't as loud as I typically am on a regular day. But I, being as though it's a really small, intimate setting, I'll probably seem extremely loud with the laughing stuff. I don't know. Mr. Gray's friend was saying that the guy we came in with had went over there and it might have been that. But he knew them. So I don't think it was that. And I don't know if he touched somebody or something, but he did go over it. So I don't know. We just got kicked out. So we left. So we went into the room where the impact play was going on. And that's where Naked Twister was going on, actually. So this is like the main area where I guess. So we went in there. So they were trying to start an orgy or whatever. So lady let us in, and she was just like, we gonna be fucking y'all, whatever. So don't really come here if you ain't fucking. That's what she kind of said, but it was nothing but men in here. And matter of fact, I don't think the lady who, yeah, the lady who I was with, she wound up leaving. So it's me and her, but she walks out the room and goes to the adjoining room, and she's in that room. So now I'm in here with a bunch of men. Don't leave me in this bitch, because I'm not built like that. Now, Mr. South is in this room, so I will deal with him, because that's Mr. South. So I start sucking his dick. I'm sucking his dick, which in turn, you know, make people come around. I'm sorry, y'all. This ain't that kind of party. And I was like, ma'am, how are you going to tell me that I got to do something, but you leave me in this room? So I yell across. She's like, I'm coming back. Well, I'm coming back, too. So when she come back in the room, and I don't know what she went to go do, I was like, I'm coming back. So I go and I leave. And Mr. South was like, you're not coming back, yada, yada. I said, I have to pee, which I really did. And he was like, it's a bathroom right there. I'd rather use my friend's Mr. Gray bathroom. First off, because when I pee before sex, I'm going to wipe my coochie with red. I'm going to wipe off. So I go downstairs, go to bathroom, come back up. Now they're like, there are two women in the room, one being the host. And they're like, if you come in this room, you got to be doing something. You got to be naked. You can't walk in here with clothes on. So I walk in anyway. Guy that's at the bed, he pulls my... Now, my top was already kind of down, because that's what she said earlier. So he just got pulling all my, the rest of my lingerie off. I'm like, Mr. South is on the bed about to fuck. Which he gets soft too. I'm like, what is it? When somebody come in the room, people get soft. Like, I guess you got to concentrate. So I'm about to go over there, was trying to get over to him so I could start sucking his dick to get him back hard. But the guy that's on the bed in front of me, he just like kind of stopped me. And I'm like, listen, this ain't it. So I back up, and the host basically was like, listen, this is the room that's about that life. If you're not about that life, you need to leave. You got to be naked and fucking in here. And he was like, okay, you ain't going to tell me twice. So I left. I left. And then me and Mr. Gray's friend, the rest of the night, we spent outside the room talking. Because Mr. Gray, I think, put a couch out there near the 360 machine. And we was out there talking. We was just talking about voyeurism or things like that. So he did mention about, you know, talking and things like that could be a problem. Mind you, he'd been a lifestyle for years. He was like, but most hotel parties are not like this. He was like, I took the nap thinking when I got up, it was going to be action going on. He was like, or else I wouldn't have took that nap. Like, I'm like, yeah, because you basically missed the action. I was like, yeah, since it's everyone having sex in their room. He was like, yeah, which can be a thing, but there should be a main room where people are. I said, I feel like that's the second room we had got kicked out of. So he's like, yeah, it's typically not like this. And he just was like, I'm tired. I'm getting tired. Which we did wind up getting tired. We run back into the lady who had a threesome with the couple. We asked her where she go. She wound up dipping off with the couple again. She said they fucked again. Now she's super tired. I was crazy. Then Mr. Gray comes up. And I'm like, where you was at? He told me, I'm just a camera guy. Nigga, please. He goes in the room with the friends, and he acts as they sleep, which they were. They were asleep from after. They just came to sleep, it seemed like. They was not active. He was, I'm about to go eat, I guess, one of the women, coochie, and wake him up, which I guess he did. Because I go in, we go in and use the bathroom. Well, we could hear them fucking, but then we had to go to the bathroom, so I was like, I don't mean to interrupt, but we got to go to the bathroom. So Mr. Gray's friend, he go to the bathroom first, and I come in here, and Mr. Gray is fucking the woman or whatever. And then he looks back at me, and he said, can I eat your coochie? So I'm a little, like, stunned, because I don't know if he's talking to me, because he's been missing the whole night. So I figured he want to do his own thing, and I don't, you know, want to bother. I'm one of them people that I'm not going to bother you. Like, you've been doing whatever this whole night, and like, you your own person. I don't really don't know. I know he's been in lifestyle for years, but I don't really know what exactly is okay or not. So, but I had to pee as well, and like, Mr. Gray's friend left the bathroom, so I ran in the bathroom to pee. And when I came back, they were in the midst of fucking, so I just say, okay. And I just was like, let me get myself together to leave. And that's pretty much got my shit. I'm saying, let me get out of here. So I didn't say anything. I just was like, I went in the bathroom, got dressed. And when I came back out, I had my stuff on. And Mr. Gray looked back and he seen me. And he hopped out of the coochie for a second, ran up and gave me a hug and a kiss. And you know, someone he'll see me later, whatever. I said, okay. But then I didn't quite leave. I was like, let me go find Mr. South. So I go upstairs and knock on the door to that room where nobody could come in unless they fucking. So I had called Mr. South, who said he was already like wrapping it up. So I hear him on the phone with me. I'm like, I'm outside, sir. So he's like putting his clothes on and getting ready to leave. The host is like, is this your partner? I'm like, this one, baby. Right? So she was like, oh, I love him. And this and the third. Give him all these compliments. And the one thing about Mr. Sava is that nigga will fuck all night. So I'm sure she had a good time. So I was like, oh, okay, you know, well. And he's talking about, let's go to Chicago with them and all that. I was like, boy, please. So we're leaving out and we're going to leave and get my stuff. And then Mr. South's like, oh shit, I left my weed up there, because he had like a cup and he had just bought some weed, and plus the weed we didn't smoke. So I was like, oh gosh, okay. So we go upstairs to get the weed, knocking on the door, literally just left. They're not answering the door. It took this girl about literally legit 5 minutes to open the door, and she only cracked it. Mind you, everybody was leaving out. The only person was left was her, the host, both female, and this man. At least when we left, that's what was left. I mean, at least when we was like, when they was leaving out, that's what was left. So I don't know what the fuck was going on in there. But she was like, I left my cup. It's a red cup. It has weed in it, whatever. She's like, I'll look. She goes back in there and fucks. Whatever they were doing, she went right back to. She didn't. Literally, we stand out here waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting. So now Mr. South is getting pissed, right? Which it takes nothing to get this nigga going from 0 to 100 real quick. He's pissed because he's like, I just bought that weed. And I want, like, all you gotta do is hand me the cup or let me in. That's what I'm like. Why the fuck they didn't just let him in and grab it? Like, it's not big in there. But he was like, some shit must have been going on. They must have been pegging that nigga or something. He was like, they in the room that was adjoining. He was like, it was like sex toys and dildos and shit. I was like, oh, Lord. It doesn't make sense to me, but okay. And that's why I'm like, this is a secret or private lifestyle, but it'd be like secrets within the lifestyle within secret. Like, it's like, what? Anywho, so it took her another 5 to 10 minutes to open the door. He's pissed. And he gets his cup and he's just like, that was so weird. I'm upset. Now, when she opened the door, I'm like, why the fuck you couldn't just give him his cup? Because now I'm pissed too. I'm ready to fight her. Because what? You know, you hear us knocking. You know he was literally just in this room. Like, we only ran downstairs and got my stuff and came right back up. Like, he was literally just in his room fucking y'all all night. What? That shit was weird and dumb. It was just, like, just in general, I was just like, maybe this lifestyle is not that part. Well, it's definitely secrets within this secret or private lifestyle. And it's not a welcoming community for voyeurs. I just don't feel like voyeurs are welcomed in this community. And that really bothers me, being as though I am a voyeur. But what's even crazier is, like, I don't really have sex with strangers. Not saying I won't. But if I get turned on enough from watching, I will most likely join in. Sometimes. Not always, but it has happened. From me being so turned on from the voyeurism, I wind up joining in. And, I mean, I wasn't even given the chance in both scenarios. It was just like, get out. Again, those were people's rooms that they paid for, so I get it. But I need a do-over for a hotel takeover, because that one had me a little pissed in the end. The best part of that weekend was Mr. Gray, meeting him, like, and hanging and being with him. That was the best part. And playing Naked Twister was kind of fun. But other than that, But thank you guys for tuning in to Golden Tongue Podcast. My 60 minutes is just about up in a few seconds. So I need to wrap this up. Thank you again for tuning in. Until next time.